Well, along in the forest, we started using tractors then. You know, start finding cutting the tractors. Mm-hmm. But back then we used junior cultivators, double shells, and trees, all like that. And we picked our cotton then by hand. No, now they got machines now, but we picked cotton by hand. We had these cotton picking sacks. Sometimes they were, some of them were 7 feet long, some of them 9 foot long. We got our whole crop by hand. That's what we did then, you know. And we used to have, we used to carry our cotton to the gin in a wagon. And we tromp our wagon down good, and sometimes the bay would weigh sometimes 500, and we put sometimes 1,600 pounds of seed cotton to a bale, and that bale would sometimes turn out 500 pounds of length. And that's the way we handled it then. But you know, now they got a fabric farmer now, they got all kind of machines now, got these cotton pickers and all like that. But that day and time where we used horses and mules to plow cutting with them.
Right in the middle of July, and your cotton was out pretty good and you didn't get into it, you say you did what with it?
You mean how the weight is in?
Yeah.
Well, we couldn't plow because it left the middle, you see, and if you plowed, you'd break the limbs off it. We just go through there with our holes and cut the tall grass, such as the vine, you know, called morning glories. You know, they'd grow and after cutting up, we had to take our hand and break them vines loose, you see. And, but we just let them stay on the stalk. Because if you pull the vine off, you tap the cotton too bad. It's fine the roots, you see, and leave the vine on the stalk. We couldn't fly it, but we'd go through with our holes, you know, and that's where we laid it by. You know, and you lay by in July, you see. You stop farming in July. We lay our crop by in July. And no more then until we got ready to pick it. Start picking in October and September, according to the season, you know, and how early we had a frost. But like I said, in them days and time, well, we picked it by hand. We used to wait on these old cotton scales. They about that long. And they had a 4 pound pea and a 2 pound pea. That's where they weighed on hand scales then. But now, you know, they got these scales what you put up on a rack, you see, and it got springs on them, you see, and you just put them on there and weighed. But them days we had these what you called old field scales. They about that long.
Well, but you had all sorts of insects. Now you don't have them?
Well, we got more insects now these 8 years than we had back then. Now back there, long in there. Oh, I might say in the 20s. And in the 15th century, all along in there, insects wasn't bad. They started getting bad along in there. Oh, I say about up in the 30s. You didn't know what a boy was back then, them years. Sure didn't. There was no boy was then. And these no kind of paint bull one. But this stuff just started here, I might say, in the 30s. And you can't, if you don't farm your cotton now, why you don't make them, because, you know, the insect eat all up. But back them years, why you didn't see no boy was then. You kind of make by itself. So it did. But the insect's bad now. It sure is. They even bad on these popcorn trees. Can't raise no popcorn now. It's okay. We lost